Senate Bill 92, an act to provide for the care of certain abandoned children and for the termination of parental rights.
Senate Bill 92, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Henney's Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we all remember the story from the second chapter of Exodus. The Pharaoh was afraid of the Jews and the fact that they were becoming so numerous. He ordered all the male children killed at birth, and when the midwives wouldn't do that, he ordered all the male children thrown in the Nile at birth. But one small child was hidden for about 3 months, and finally his mother put him in a little boat and put him in the Nile River. The baby's sister watched, and when the Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river, her assistants found the basket and took the baby to her, and the baby was ultimately saved. And finally, he led the people of Israel out of bondage and away from the Egyptians. That baby's name was Moses, and the name we have given to this bill today is the Baby Moses Bill. Put that aside for a moment, if you would, and recall the number of times we've heard of children who have children, and all too often those children are thrown away. A girl has a baby at a prom and leaves the baby in the toilet. A 14-year-old girl in South Dakota has a baby and leaves the baby in a plastic sack in a dumpster. The fact is that these children who are having children feel the full weight of the world on their shoulders. They feel they have nowhere to go for help. They're scared and they're confused and all alone, and they don't know where to turn. Certainly there are other ways to handle this problem. The standard adoption procedure is still available to anyone to use as they normally would. But when one is not thinking clearly, when one might still be a child with adult problems, sometimes it just seems easier to throw the baby away than to seek help. This bill, the Baby Moses Bill, simply adds one more quick and safe solution to the equation. This bill allows any person that has a baby that they don't want to save that baby's life by simply taking it to an emergency medical services provider, or that can be a licensed healthcare facility or clinic. Any agent of a licensed healthcare facility or clinic, a law enforcement officer, an emergency medical technician, or a firefighter. If you'd look at this bill, I'd like to run over the sections real quickly and to describe what each one does. Section 1 says that the child has to be 60 days old or younger to be given up in this manner. Section 2 says that it is not a crime to drop off the infant if it hasn't been harmed prior to being left with the emergency medical provider. Section 3 gives the custodial parent 14 days to return and prove parentage and to retrieve the child. If they don't return, all parental rights are terminated, the child becomes a ward of the state, and the child is made available for foster or adoptive home care. Section 4 says the parent will not be required to give any information. They can if they want. The emergency medical provider may ask, but no information is necessary. Section 5 provides for immunity from civil, criminal, or administrative liability for the person and agency taking the child into custody. And Section 6 provides that the person accepting the child must notify the Department of Social Services before the close of business the day the child has been received. Section 7 provides the method for the other parent to come and retrieve the child. Has to do that within 30 days. If they're able to prove parentage, and they also have to be able to prove that they did not consent to its abandonment. When this time period is up, the normal social service provisions of fostering, adoption, and bonding requirements take over. The parents are then barred forever from filing any action for custody of the child, and by operation of the law, and with a court proceeding, all or both parents' rights with respect to the child are terminated. Section 8 describes the term emergency medical provider. And Section 9 provides for a court hearing within 60 days and the provisions of the Indian Child Welfare Act to kick in and to be followed. Ladies and gentlemen, since this bill was first introduced by Senator Hamm, there have been a number of agencies who wanted to be listed as a drop-off point. There have been a number of questions about the parents' rights and whether or not enough time was given for the other parent to return for the child. And I would ask you to remember that this is not a usual situation of which we're speaking. We're not trying to usurp the business of the social services. We're merely trying to give what relief will probably be to a young girl and to give her an option. And more than that, we're trying to save a baby, even if it's only one baby. This bill is supported by similar laws in Texas and Minnesota, Michigan, New York, Indiana, and a myriad of others. And it appears that all of these states have patterned their laws after Texas, which was first adopted in 1999. According to USA Today, last year, the year 2000, there were 31,105 babies abandoned in the United States. 33 of these babies were killed. Headlines from around the United States read, 38 abandoned babies in one cemetery in California. Buried baby taken alive from a grave. Girl has a baby at a prom and leaves it in the garbage can. Mother accused of placing her hand over baby's mouth because it wouldn't stop crying. And in South Dakota, in just the last couple of years, a baby was found in the garbage in Box Elder, and another was found stuffed under a bed in St. Ange, both of them dead. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill. We need to give frightened parents a better choice. A better choice like Moses' mother made. Now, we don't have the River Nile in South Dakota, but we do have a lot of emergency care centers and a lot of people who want to adopt children. With this bill, a baby's life might be saved, perhaps to become a leader of men, perhaps to save the life of another, or perhaps to become only a common person such as I. But the life is saved in the mind of the child having the child. It's no longer necessary to throw the baby away in order to preserve a secret. Ladies and gentlemen, vote yes on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 92, Representative Tupel.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Hennies, Section 4 provides that for the parent's anonymity, that parent is leaving the child, not required to provide any information, including the name of the parents. How does the agency receiving the abandoned child verify that the person dropping off the child is actually the child's parent?
Representative Hennies, would you consent to answering that question?
I will. Actually, they cannot verify that that is the parent. I think the important issue here, if I may, Mr. Speaker, the important issue is that the baby's life is saved. We can deal with those issues as they come up, but right now we're trying to save a baby's life, and it is not the normal situation that we're dealing with.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 92. Representative Adelstein.
This is my day to speak. Actually, there is a way that we could determine quite easily the identity of the parent, even if it's the father, the mother left it, and that's by a DNA test, so we can verify it. This bill was introduced originally by Senator Arlene Hamm, who I see in the back of the room. She introduced it out of love and out of caring, as probably the only person in this room who at least theoretically is a descendant of those people that Moses led to freedom. I ask you to give freedom to this for the survival of children that otherwise would have no chance of surviving. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 92. Representative Van Norman.
Thank you, Speaker. I guess I have to make some comments about this bill with respect to complying with the Federal Indian Child Welfare Act, because most of us don't have a lot of opportunity to understand tribal culture and to know and be able to identify people who may be tribal members. I think that this stands a great chance of violating federal rights of Indian tribes and Indian children in the current form, And I caution us, maybe we can get an amendment onto the Senate side to do a little better. But the way it says, it just says, due regard in the administration of this act shall be afforded to the Indian Child Welfare Act on lines 14 and 15 on page 3. But the problem is, most of us looking around the room probably wouldn't know that I was a tribal member, except that I decided to grow my hair long last year because I become a traditional dancer. You would have no idea. Most people mistake me for an Italian, Spanish, whatever. So the problem we have is if you have a little baby, that child happens to be Indian, and they are abandoned this way, that's not a good thing. We need to take care of that. But there are parents who are supposed to be notified. And the background of the Indian Child Welfare Act was that many children were taken away from Indian tribes and put into state foster care or taken away from their tribe and removed out, so they never got to know their tribal culture. And a lot of these children ended up not succeeding in life, running into suicide problems, and later on abandoning the people who raised them because they wanted to seek out their culture, which they weren't allowed to do. So the things behind the Federal Indian Child Welfare Act, we have tried to accommodate in this state by making provisions to be sure that every protection is met and we can get notice out to the parents and to the Indian tribes of these children. So we have to make those things happen. If you have a baby born this way, who's going to know whether the baby, what the ethnicity or nationality is, if you don't have identifying information? Those are problems that we need to look at a little bit more carefully so we don't violate anybody's rights. And I hope we have an opportunity to amend that before it hits the Senate. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Van Etten.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Section 9 was added to this bill. I am chairman of the board of Bethany Christian Services, an adoption agency in Rapid City. After one of the Cracker Barrels, an attorney in Rapid City spoke to me about this, who I'm quite sure is Native American also, and she felt, along with some other attorneys, that adding the terminology "due regard in the administration of this act shall be afforded to the Indian Child Welfare Act." This is a direct quote from South Dakota constitutional law at the present. We may not be able to protect this absolutely, but without requiring identification of the parents, I don't think that that's possible. I would reassure the representative that I don't think there's going to be a huge number of babies that are going to fall under this situation, but I think that the presence of the circuit court hearing and the presence of the judge will pay attention to this. This section was added by myself as an amendment, a friendly amendment to the bill, because of the fact that it would satisfy two things. It would satisfy Representative Tupel's question about, was this a stolen baby? There's 60 days before the parents' rights are terminated. Certainly stolen babies would be reported prior to that time. The other thing is that it would do the best to satisfy this. The ICWA regulations are different for every tribe in the country. I think that the Attorney General of the state stated to me in personal communication, he as an adoptive father, myself as an adoptive grandfather, that this hearing should be held before a judge in circuit court, and that this would be the best that we could do as far as ICWA was concerned. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Madsen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have to join Representative Van Norman in his concerns, and I would be remiss if I did not address them, and I do hope that one of the proponents of this legislation will take a few minutes to address some of these concerns. I think this concept is a great concept. It embraces and puts a great value on life. And to the extent that we seem to live in a society that has less and less regard for the value of human life every day, maybe even every time you turn on the TV, I really, really appreciate the intent of this legislation. But with all due respect to Representative Van Etten, I personally feel that Section 9 on page 3 of the engrossed version of the bill is window dressing. Because what the rest of the bill says is that when one of these troubled mothers drops off a child that the agency or the law enforcement officer or whoever that receives that child is put in a don't ask, don't tell situation. Not only does that possibly create problems in my mind with regard to the Indian Child Welfare Act, but it could to any other father or any other parent involved in one of these situations. We all know it takes two people to create a child, at least most of the time. And without some of this information, without a hearing, without even knowing where to go back, how do you safeguard that other person's rights? Maybe the supposed father in this situation isn't a good father. Maybe he wasn't around. Maybe he didn't care at the time. But what's your answer to that person who arises in a situation like this to find out that a son or daughter was born, mom took it to a safe harbor, and the child is gone? There's no record of any court proceedings. There's no indication that anybody tried to tell dad, hey, you've got some rights here. It just, what good is a hearing in circuit court if nobody has any of that information and if nobody tries to ask that? This is a good bill, folks, and I know that the proponents have the child in mind, that child's going to form bonds in 6 months. But turning to a situation that I'm aware of that involves ICWA, what are you going to say to that child when either dad or perhaps a tribe or a tribal member says we've been wronged under the law, and they find that child and they undo an adoption? You don't think that has happened? It has. And what do you say in that situation? This is great legislation, but the way it's put together, we're kind of closing our eyes and biting our lip and saying, well, because of the situation that this kind of thing is to address, we're going to play the odds here. And if it's the life and it's the child that's so important to you, are you willing to play the odds in that way with the one child that this might affect? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Tom Hennies. Any member wish to speak before Representative Hennies speaks a second time? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I feel compelled to answer some of the things that have been discussed here. And I understand that they've all been discussed with the best of intentions. But I would like to tell you just a couple things about ICWA, which is the Indian Child Welfare Act. Representative Van Norman, our language is word for word statutory. Came right out of the books. That's how the other laws identify the Indian Child Welfare Act and how it'll be dealt with. So the people who first brought this to our attention, and in fact it was a Native American lawyer from Rapid City, has written back and said, thank you, this will solve our problem. So I think, at least in her regard, she thought it would solve it. I also want to mention the father. Most times this will be a young girl, we'll say, 14 or 15 years old, who would drop this child off. Now let me ask you, where has the father been for 9 months that he doesn't know this girl is pregnant? Where has he been? He must really be interested. Should we let that girl make a decision, I'll throw him in the garbage can, or I'll drop him off at the fire department? Or should we say, father, you had your opportunity for 9 months, and 60 more days after that, or 30, and now you're SOL. And the only thing we can tell you is, this child that would have been dead is alive, and you're going to have to be satisfied with that. Remember this also. Once we have the hearing in which the judge is informed that there are no known parents, the child was dropped off and abandoned under the law, and we want now to terminate all parental rights now and in the future, it's done. Social service protocol kicks in. Social services does all the things they can do if the parents come forward and those kind of things. So that we don't just stop it in 30 days or 60 days. It goes on for 6 months until they finish their protocol. I just want to tell you, the normal situation is still out there, as I said earlier. All you have to do, folks, if you want to have a baby, is have that baby, call social services and tell them I want to leave my baby up for adoption, and they'll do that. That's nothing to that. But instead of taking that little baby that you had on the floor of a toilet someplace and throwing it in a garbage can or stuffing it in with the dirty underwear and chicken bones as one was found on the East Coast, thrown in a garbage can, and a lady walked down the sidewalk and heard the muffled cry, opened the garbage can, took out the plastic sack, dumped out the crap, and took a little tiny baby that had just been born out of the garbage can, and 8 minutes later, the garbage truck came and would have crushed that child, and we're trying to prevent that. Now, there may be a father that doesn't get his rights, but we've got a live little baby, and I urge you to vote for this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Dunwall.
Mr. Speaker, call a question.
Second.
Question has been called. There's a second. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Question has been called. Question being then, Senate Bill 92. Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the voters shall proceed to vote. They can't get it right today.
Representatives Valandra, Van Gerpen, and Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 7.
Senate Bill 92, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.